guys, welcome to episode 29 of Game Over Nation. It's been a while.
Good job.
Getting back into my groove here.
Strong start.
Yes, I am Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa, my co-host.
Hi, guys.
Dylan Roush.
And a totally
unpaid intern, Gabe Feldman.
You can get it.
We can get it.
Get what?
What?
It.
I get it.
You know.
Fuck you.
Yep, okay.
No one knows music you were humming along to.
It's not because, and it's not because like they don't know the song. It's because you sound terrible.
Here I am, doing everything I can, and holding on to what I am.
I think we should just like edit that part out, and that
I
should just
be Lady
the intro
Gaga
right there,
oh.
Like the intro music.
Ground on my feet.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
So maybe listening to music while recording was a mistake.
Yeah, it was.
But hey, Assassin's Creed 3. Assassin's Creed.
Is this what we're
Assassin's
doing?
Creed. Is this actually Assassin's Creed 3, or is this Assassin's Creed 2?
No, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be 3.
2.5.
The picture says 3.
Three.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because this is like
okay.
Assassin's Creed 6, if we're going to be technical.
Look, Javi, stop.
Younger.
We have
okay.
To, we have
oh,
to.
Heidenweiss
have to move
is
forward.
Back for round two of questions. All right. I got two questions.
You do realize we're actually recording right now.
We are.
Right? Like, this
we are.
Is the,
I think this is a little insight to what it's like on the other side. What up, listener?
A pile of shit, Alan.
I think it's unsalvageable at this point.
I think that dumbass has kind of leaked into our show. You got dumbass
think,
in my
I think
peanut
the
butter.
The first minute and a half should be edited out.
You got peanut butter in your dumbass.
wrong show.
Yeah.
Wrong show.
Okay, so Assassin's Creed. There is
yep.
Some art potentially
tonight today.
Best Buy.
Yes, and there's going to be an announcement tomorrow. Well, I guess today, listeners.
And March 5th.
Everything that we speculate about tonight is going to be either dead on or completely wrong. But
I still don't believe it. I don't believe it's true.
I think that's pretty legitimate.
Yeah, and the
some people are
Revolutionary
talented,
War
man.
The Revolutionary War rumors have been around for a while.
Yeah,
like, that's. I think it's legit. And like I said, shit like this leaks all the time from Best Buy or GameStop employees. It's not all that surprising.
I just don't get why would you send a notice
well,
like
because
this
you have,
because you don't want to have a press release.
You don't have a choice. You have to get your marketing in place. Like,
yeah.
It's just a place that goes through employees real quick, like retail. Why take the chance, you know?
Well, what is it really that big? Is it really that big of a chance? It's not fucking government documents. It's a video game
no,
release.
No, it's not. But they like to keep this shit under wraps. I mean, look at all these Activision telling the guy to take down the article about Black Ops 2.
Yeah, well,
being
well, everything's
that's their fault.
Yeah, of course it is.
Games
I mean,
are getting awfully patriotic these days. We got the Metal Gear thing where Big Boss wants you.
I want him.
Tight.
Oh,
I think
no.
That's a bigger announcement than Assassin's Creed taking place with starring Mel Gibson.
I think that's pretty cool. It looks like
yes,
they will not be able to get what's his name? I forget.
George Washington.
Yes, George Washington will not be available for a role.
He won't sell his life.
I bet he's a Templar.
There needs to be a mission where you cross the Delaware.
I've done that.
Well, isn't there like references to George Washington having the apple or whatever in some of the oh shit, what are those things called? The little memories you have
Subject
to find the things
16.
Yeah,
yeah,
he tried
whatever
to bite it, and that's why he has wooden teeth.
Right. That's how it happened.
I don't remember who had it at that time period.
He tried to bite the apple, and he paid the ultimate price.
What I want to know is if it
that's
looks
that's why
like,
he stuck to cherry trees after that.
That's right.
The art has a character holding a hatchet, and it kind of looks like he'd be Indian. So,
Native American, Dylan, you insensitive prick.
Yeah, okay, so he might be an engine.
Okay, Ryan, it looks like you're going to be Tonto.
That's Spanish for stupid.
Anyways, when the fuck did Ezio's ancestor get its ass over to America?
No, I think part of
I'm sure they'll explain it.
I think there was a mention in that article that I think Desmond has some Native American heritage.
And it just happened to be an assassin?
Well, he's a part of an assassin's bloodline.
He's a half-breed.
So,
yeah.
He's got assassins on both sides of the family. I guess the only way that could be worse if he had a Templar on one side and an assassin on the other.
That would make for one hell of a sitcom, though.
I don't know about you guys, but I heard Dylan say, assassin!
That reminds me. I kind of wanted France. You know, French Revolution.
That's who said that earlier? Was that still Dylan? I don't know.
That was probably me.
It might have been Dylan earlier saying
French.
The only thing I'm just curious, like, they have giant buildings in, like, Rome and every other fucking place they have Assassin's Creed, but Revolutionary War, just like
you're surviving out in the fucking wilderness, man. That'd be cool.
Well,
as shit.
Gabe, you live in Boston. Is there anything historic that's tall?
I've seen National Treasure.
maybe we'll all be underground.
Well, that's a hell of a tidbit. Thank you.
I've seen it.
I guess. Yeah.
Gabe, answer
could
the
National
question.
Treasure give us any insight into Assassin's Creed 3?
You don't say.
I found the treasure.
I can't think of any like giant buildings in Boston.
Yeah.
In the late 1800s, Templars built a tech castle.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, if it's true, you're gonna sign that book.
If it's true, I guess we'll see how it goes. Like what they do with it.
Maybe
right now it is still a rumor. Maybe the what?
Maybe you'll throw some tea in the ocean.
That'd be great. You get to do the tea party thing.
In fact, hold on.
That was in Delaware, right?
No.
While you're crossing the Delaware, you're dumping all that tea.
Sure,
why fuck taxes.
Hold on. Thought. This game is going to be like Mario is Missing.
Oh,
it's going to be an educational game.
Only hope.
Where everyone was expecting like a platformer and said they got Luigi picking up King Kong in a giant bag. Or I guess a small bag. Ezio Jr. is going to be carrying George Washington in a bag.
It's going to be bad. Just lots of bad land deals. Some peyote.
So we've almost turned this into like a stupid versus stupid argument.
It's gonna end with casinos.
Who decided on pronouncing it peyote? It should be like peyot.
Manhattan for a handful of beans.
You're dumb.
How?
You're really dumb.
So real.
Write in if you think it should be peyot. Mail at GameOverNation.com.
Hey, put that peyot in your inventory.
Yeah, invent it. That's... I know, it's a real linear.
I wonder if Assassin's Creed... he's already told the joke. Damn it. Ah, fuck.
Assassin's Creed. Yeah, so that's Assassin's Creed, listeners.
Did we even talk about it?
I don't think... anybody that doesn't know the story already would have any idea what the fuck we're talking about. So, basically, concept art for Assassin's Creed 3. Well, alleged concept art. No one knows if it's real.
Well, it's not even. It doesn't even look like... It looks almost like cover art.
Yeah,
kind of
it looks
deal,
cover
yeah.
art.
Our conversation made more sense than that entire series.
But it looks kind of it looks silly if you think about wearing that while running around as a Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
He's basically he's wearing like a Revolutionary War like jacket.
Overcoat.
He's got the assassin's hood. He's got like a
arrows.
Native American like leggings,
tomahawk.
A tomahawk, a pistol,
like a quiver of arrows on his back,
a quiver of arrows on his back,
and the American flag behind him.
Yeah, the original the 13 colonies flag, American flag.
It's fucking awesome.
They could like. Throw in some like Splinter Cell double agent type shit where you have to side with like Native Americans or the fucking
colonists.
Stupid. I'm spitballing here. Throwing shit at the wall, see what sticks.
The costume thing
the
brings up a good
stick.
Point. This is why I wish it was in France during, like, when Napoleon got exiled. French people were fashionable as fuck then. A hood could be fashionable then.
Dylan's working the fashion angle. That's
hey, you can't get any more fabulous than Ezio. Unless you're in France.
Oh, man.
No offense, Frenchies.
No,
don't
want to
imply
Frenchies.
That you guys are fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, so, France is another thing. I don't know. It could have been. That definitely could have been a thing.
That has
like
big
that
metropolises.
That tried to kill himself
even back then.
Because he shot himself in the jaw instead of the head.
A wealth of history. What up?
What? I thought you were going to quote like Soul Calibur. But in the
no.
annals of history. Anyways, do you guys think that Assassin's Creed 3 is the final chapter where we get Assassin's Creed 3 and then Assassin's Creed Bro? Bro hangout sesh.
Assassin's Creed Bro.
It's going to get Assassin's Creed FPS.
Yeah.
No, that's we're going to get like 4 games dedicated to Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Revolve the Nations.
Damn.
I mean, no.
Assassin's Creed Gold Rush. Assassin's Creed Pearl Harbor.
You ever seen an old gold miner climb buildings? Sweet.
they called them 49ers, Javi.
Yes. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if that was.
Did you ever see Steve Young climb a building?
He had to do it after Joe Montana stopped. That's what he took.
Oh, man.
He didn't have Jerry Rice spotting him anymore.
Because he was a Templar.
Take me there.
Hey guys, all those goddamn concussions.
Hey guys, that's the only 3 athletes that Javi knows the names of. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, and Steve Young.
Luckily, they were all
Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Drew Bledsoe.
Now you're just saying things.
What's that other one? He was a receiver for the Lions.
See,
think.
You don't know his name. That's the problem.
Detroit man.
Detroit ball catch man.
Deion Sanders. That's right.
Deion Sanders.
Do chicken.
He was.
I don't. What? Did Deion Sanders ever play for the Lions?
You mean Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders.
The Colonel Deion Sanders.
I don't think Deion Sanders played for the Drum.
No, he didn't.
It was DFC.
Yeah,
he didn't.
I didn't think so. And he wasn't a receiver.
He played for the Cincinnati Reds.
He was a cornerback.
He played football.
Cincinnati Reds.
Emmett Smith. I know Emmett Smith.
He did play for the Cincinnati Reds. Shut up, Gabe.
But he played for the Braves.
No, he played for the I have that foul ball I caught.
Wow. Dylan's been in the game. All right, so in other news, Ready at Dawn, the developers that me and Gabe are a big fan of, they made Daxter for the PSP, they made God of War, Chains of Olympus for the PSP, and God of War, what's the other one? Ghost of Sparta.
Ghost of Sparta.
That's
man,
right.
That's
so they made fucking AAA titles for the PSP. They're one of the few developers that really push for that hardware to be its best.
You mean the
Anyways,
only developers.
Huh. But they've always been taking on old IPs from other developers, which is unfortunate. But now it's announced that Ready at Dawn is working on their very first original IP. It's all theirs, and it's apparently a story-driven action-adventure game. Third-person shooter is what the article on Joystick said. So, I don't know. I'm excited. It sounds.
I am too.
Sounds
Uncharted-esque. Please be for Vita. Please be for Vita.
Yeah, they didn't mention a platform, so.
Yeah, we've been having
fun
actually,
with Vitas. I'm hoping Vita PS3 crossover.
What'd you say, Ryan?
I said, yeah, we've been having fun with our Vitas, man.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yep.
High score Stardust, listeners, if you have higher than 40.5 million in arcade mode on normal, email.
Email?
I'll take you down.
Damn.
Hit me up.
Gabe
I don't know.
Wants
Whatever.
You. Hey,
but
curious.
You'll just have to take his word for it because he still hasn't connected to the internet to prove any of this. Hey, Gabe, I scored 73 million tonight. Fuck you. You won't know. Like, you don't know.
I'm curious. Does the Vita's friends list, since it's the same PSN account, am I on your friends list on the Vita? Since
yeah.
We're friends. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it say when I'm online on my PS3? Say what I'm
yep.
playing?
Mm-hmm.
No shit. That
says you're watching Netflix and shit. Yeah.
No way. That's a little thing, but I think that's cool as hell. That's really cool.
I mean, it's all PSN.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the PSN. It's the same way I can see you fuckers online on Xbox when you're playing games for Windows or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think that's fascinating. Just like, it's a totally different platform, and it's still connected. I don't know. Yeah. I think that's
it's
cool.
Like, I'm looking at my entire friends list right now. I can't connect to the internet, so everyone's offline, but...
I mean, I don't have my Vita sitting here.
Everyone's there.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I hope Ready at Dawn's game is awesome. I'm sure it will be. They haven't made a bad game yet that I know of. Alright, also, we got Pokemon Black and White 2 announced, but unfortunately, it's not a 3DS game. So
I'm just stupid as fuck.
Yeah, what is it a game for?
It's a DS game.
DS.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, jumping ship.
What the hell is that about?
Yeah,
wait, what's a
just
DS
port
game?
It. Why don't they just port it?
Pokemon Black 2 and White 2.
It's not a 3DS game?
No.
Nope.
It's a DS game?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Let that sink in for a second.
Why?
And
so
my
many missed
was
opportunities
being Pokemon
there.
Beige. I was on
it's
Pokemon
not a
Beige.
Vita game, either.
Yeah. I'm just... What?
Is that Ready at Dawn's next IP? Pokemans?
Pokemans. Pokemon Stadium on the Vita.
Why?
Is Ready at Dawn owned by Sony?
Is what?
Curious.
Pokemon's owned by Sony.
No,
not Sony.
Ready at Dawn, I mean. Because...
Yeah. Ready at Dawn owns Pokemon.
No, because they brought out Okami on the Wii.
Oh, okay. Ow.
Unless there is an acquisition after that I'm not aware of. I don't think there was.
It
I have no
all
idea.
Seems like yesterday,
no.
Not far
no.
away.
Stop
no,
it.
No.
Tropical
no.
The island.
No. No.
No. Okay, next up on
Kill
the list
Zone
is
3.
Killzone 3 multiplayer hit PSN this week.
La Isla Bonita.
No.
Okay, and it's the thing is special about this is that it's free to play for the first 15
really?
15 levels.
Wow.
And
isn't
then
that cool?
I
just like
can
read
pay
that or something, Gabe.
Hmm?
Did you just, like, read that off a piece of paper?
No, I just had a stroke.
What?
So, yeah, uh-huh. How cool is that? Killzone 3 multiplayer.
So you can just buy the multiplayer.
Well, you can play it for free up until level 15, which is pretty rad.
Right.
That's a lot of playing.
Radmobile.
Radmobile.
We send the juice.
Then after that, it's $15 or $7.50.
Which is funny, because right now an episode of Scrubs is on my TV with Brendan Fraser in it.
I love Brendan Fraser. That's awesome.
Dude, his best movie? The Mummy 3.
I never
Fuck
saw
you.
It.
Me neither.
Man, you keep talking like that, you're going to get a wicked bad tummy ache.
No way, I just said that like 2 minutes ago, you crazy fuck.
I want to be where
no,
the sun
okay,
warms the sky.
Shit,
okay,
I don't have another story.
Wait, Dylan wanted to talk about Baldur's Gate. What's
yeah,
going
yeah
on
we
Baldur's
got, yeah, Dylan, you're the Baldur's you're Gate. The man with the plan here. We
the website. Something stuff is happening.
The website's moving.
Yeah, those were your exact words.
It's self-aware.
There are things going on behind the scenes.
Like, what?
That's, I don't know. No one knows. But stuff is happening that hasn't been happening on the website.
BaldursGate.com. The Lord of Murder shall perish, but in his doom he shall spawn a score of mortal
check out
progeny.
If you check out the source code, there's a bunch of stuff hidden in there. But anyways, I hope that means either... I don't know, a new game or something. I don't even know who owns the rights anymore.
Is Josh Hartnett hidden in there?
I love Josh Hartnett. Where's that guy been?
Dead.
He made Lucky Number 11 then just like disappeared.
That's not even the right actor, is it? I know
what,
it's not.
What? Baldur's Gate?
The source code.
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is that who that was?
Oh, yeah.
I don't fucking know.
That's right.
Okay, sorry.
You know,
hey, let's reset the joke.
I didn't even realize that was a joke until now.
Can you find Jake Gyllenhaal in there? I don't know why I thought it was... I don't know. They all look alike.
I'm hoping it's a new game or something. I guess the rumor maybe it's being released on Steam, but I don't know why that would like get the website moving just for that. I'm not even sure who has the rights to it. I mean, I guess BioWare might, but I thought Interplay did, and they sold it to someone.
Atari owns it now, don't they?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's what I heard the other day, yeah.
So I can't be BioWare because, yeah, Interplay had the rights to it, and then they sold it to Atari.
Is Atari still part of Chuck E. Cheese?
Is Atari still a thing?
When were they a part of Chuck E. Cheese?
You guys know how to post Atari to Facebook? Yeah, no shit.
No, fucking
Chuck E.
Cheese
has an impeccable business model.
Yeah, well, the guy that started Atari, he created Chuck E. Cheese also.
Did he?
Oh.
God
yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
The more you know. I wonder if they sold that off.
Chuck E. Cheese?
If Atari let go of that asset.
Why? It's such an impeccable business.
Okay, whatever. Who cares?
a giant rat serving
you food.
Let's
move on.
and everyone pees in the ball pit.
Mm-mm. Alright. I think it's time for new releases, guys.
Okay.
Holy crap. We're already at 21 minutes. 32 seconds.
And a lot of that time spent calming your singing down.
Yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1. Mass Effect 3 is out. Next week.
Boring. Oh shit. Time to save Earth.
Prepare yourselves.
I'm fucking excited. I got more excited when I stumbled across that Earth music that Gabe had from the soundtrack.
Oh yeah. I played the demo and overall I would say it's disappointing. I didn't like the single player stuff.
No, I agree with that.
But the one shining nugget that throughout the whole fucking game, or throughout the whole demo, I was like, God, this is phenomenal, was the music. And I remember a year ago or so, when the guy that was announced who's doing the music, and we talked about it on the show, and I was talking about how, like, I think his previous work, I can't remember what it was, but I was like, yeah, this could be good, because I thought Mass Effect 1's soundtrack was cooler than Mass Effect 2's, and we had a big argument or whatever. But,
did we? Because I'm pretty sure we all agree that Mass Effect 1 has better music.
Yeah. No, yeah. At the time, Mass Effect 2 was the new hotness, and it could do no wrong. And I was, I'm pretty sure I was alone. But either way, whatever. But
I don't, yeah,
the music in Mass Effect 3 is fucking awesome. Really good.
I remember I was talking with you guys about that, not on the podcast. I don't think.
Too bad the cover sucks.
I could have swore that Clint Mansell like stabbed himself.
What? Nothing like could be nothing could be worse times. Than the standard cover of Mass Effect 2, which looked like Scooby Doo saved the Earth. I know we talked about that. It looks like the
what
like
Scooby Doo saves the Earth.
It doesn't exist. Like I'm saying
wrong cover, Ryan. I meant the actual cover in game.
The cover system?
Yes, the cover system sucks dick.
I thought you were talking about the box art.
Oh.
The box art for Mass Effect 2 sucks.
No, oh, you're right. Yeah.
It looks like Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo saves the... Okay, I thought you were talking about the gameplay, too. And I'm like, what game is Scooby-Doo saves the Earth? Like, I
it plays just like Scooby-Doo saves the Earth. don't you guys remember that hit?
Prince Jr. in it.
That's true. He was Fred.
Scoob, the Reapers are coming.
I don't have a problem with the cover system. I have no problem with that.
He's Scoob.
My Shepherd was flopping around in cover like a wet noodle. I couldn't get him to stay in cover.
Well, that's because you don't.
Hit X.
You're dumb.
It didn't help that the cover system is tied to the rolling button as well.
Speaking of rolling, I'm drinking Rolling Rock.
Sylvester Stallone's favorite.
That's the worst kind of Diet Coke in the world.
Sly's favorite. Okay. Mass Effect, huh? So you guys are all picking it up, aren't you? All
right.
Yep, yeah, it'll be on my doorstep as soon as I get home on Tuesday.
I'm going to try to get it
lunch. I'm actually more excited to get my Left 4 Dead posters.
which I got miraculously.
Fuck, you're so negative, Dylan.
No, I don't those think, posters are
I
don't, awesome.
I haven't... Gabe and I have spent a lot of time with the multiplayer.
Yeah, now, Gabe,
I guess you can play through the single player.
Exploring more tonight with Fozzie and you.
Right. Did you play the single player part?
Yeah, I played them both on PS3 and 360, and 360 runs way better than PS3.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. You were saying it was, like, noticeably different.
The opening cutscene where, like, where characters are, like, meeting each other and going to shake their hands and they're walking down the hallway, it looks almost like a slideshow on PS3. It looks so bad.
When a Reaper is on screen, it's, like, 10 frames a second. It looks better on
Get
at
this.
360, and it runs better.
A while ago... Before Mass Effect was announced to be Origin only, I was going to get it for PC. But then they're like, oh yeah, there's multiplayer. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll play it with Gabe and Javi. And so I ended up buying it on PS3. And 4 months later, Gabe's getting it for 360 and Javi's not getting it.
I don't know why, I don't understand this. Like, I understand that it's, like, another thing that you have to buy from, but why would you not buy it just because you have to get it on Origin? Like, that seems so ridiculous to me.
Because it's an extra program to have more games on. I want all my games in one location and with one thing taking up that processing
power.
They
are all in one location. It's called your computer. They're all there.
You know what sucks? PC gaming. What? What up? You have to install it. You know what sucks is find like the fucking icon in your folders.
You have to double click the icon. That's
Fuck
twice.
That.
That's twice the clicks.
Two clickings. You can press X on it. Done. What up?
And then you have to update it because there's something to update.
Once
there's
you're on PS3,
I don't have to
update it. It's not like on PC where you gotta find the patch with Google and then you download a virus.
Or, you know, you could be like everyone in the modern era
what
and just use Steam.
What have you been doing?
Not for Mass Effect 3. Dylan has a point. Dylan wins. Inexplicably.
Not arguing against Dylan.
Wait, what? You just won an argument you didn't participate in.
Pretty sure Origin patches automatically too.
Not likely.
I just don't want it.
No, that's impossible.
Because, you know, Origin's just a reskin EA download manager anyways.
Yeah, I just...
That was a
either
piece
way,
of
like,
shit.
I don't understand the hostility of PC gamers towards how you get your games. Like, the game is what it's about. Like, Origin, okay, it's a cover for a EA downloader. Okay, fine. Like, I can still download this
game.
You
never had
EA
Download Manager, so you don't know the heartache involved with that thing.
Yeah, you click on the game and then you download stuff.
It didn't work like it works now. Anyways,
okay.
It was shitty.
I'm just saying,
so
like
it works
I don't
well
understand
now.
It.
Whatever. Onward. Okay. Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Wait,
whoa,
no,
this
I'm
is
not,
a good
I'm
conversation.
Not I'm not done.
Almost as good as your singing.
How about that?
Here, as Ryan and Dylan, like, have at it, Javi, why don't you, like, sing the Guiles theme in the background?
Were we having at it?
Okay, only one
now,
part of that.
Now it's now it's just... Now we're done. We're done with that. Stop.
Are we actually
I didn't play the single,
going, you know,
I didn't play the single player
right
part.
Yeah.
But we were not arguing to begin with.
This is your fault now.
Gabe's fault now. Hey, stop.
I didn't think you could go this long.
Yeah.
I know that song by heart.
I was just
going to
add
crazy.
That I didn't...
I know
I didn't
all the lyrics.
I didn't play the single-player part of the demo, because then I'm just going to have to replay it when I get the game, so I didn't do that.
Hmm.
The end.
Wait, the single-player part?
I didn't play the single-player part of the demo, because then it's part of the game. I'm just going to have to replay it, so I just...
Let me just say that I'm worried that this game is going to do a lot of cliche things to try...
Like hidden events?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kid in the Vent.
Kid in the Vent.
Is that a cliche?
Fuck that shit.
You know, I cringed when that kid got blown up and Shepard was just like...
That's the kind of stuff that, like, makes me roll my eyes and go, God, this is not the right way to go about, like, making stories in video games. Like, you know, viewed legitimately. I think it's a fine line, and I felt that way about Jack to a much lesser degree, but, like, Jack was always like, oh, I'm tough, I'm fucked up, and she, like, followed these stereotypes that, you know, these characters, that characters in general have, and
I didn't even talk to that bitch.
Yeah, it's terrible. I hate that.
Yeah, she stayed down in the bed.
But that was super minor compared to, like, God, the garbage in that demo, man. Fuck that shit.
Do you know Shepard?
It's the equivalent of that stupid ad campaign where it showed the little girl with a nuclear bomb in her eye or whatever. It's basically that.
The fuck was that from?
What are you talking about?
That was like in the
CGI,
80s.
You guys didn't see the CGI trailer?
No.
Yeah, I've seen the CGI
trailer. The new hotness? It aired during The Walking Dead and had a little girl in
the... I don't like The Walking Dead. She got killed. Hey, it's got zombies.
The Walking Dead.
Well, some listener out there knows what I'm referencing.
Yeah. They be like, Mass Effect this guy is going on smart, like a, and I wish you edgy, sing more often. Children type of thing. And that's
you know
just
what we
really
need, you know what we need a lot more of is overtalk, because we don't get any of that.
I know. That's what I was saying.
Well, let me repeat, because I think...
Shut up, Gabe. I was saying that there's a listener out there that knows what I'm talking about and is thinking to himself, I wish Javi would sing more often.
I don't think that's true. I don't think
listener?
Anyone is saying that.
Hey, Lauren Carroll, I'm calling you out. You like my singing, right? Yeah. Hayden Weiss, high five. Oh, dude, there he was.
What were you saying? The something cross Tekken something. Let's go.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken comes out next week.
Oh.
Who cares?
I won't buy that.
Gabe wants it for his Vita because it's pretty.
No, I don't. I was talking about Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom.
That's the same.
Is it?
It's the same game.
Yeah. Exact same game. Mm-hmm. Blades of Time? Is that like hockey and
well, okay, so I wrote down these are the three quote unquote large titles coming out next week. I put Blades of Time on there because I don't know what the hell it is, and it
Blades
looks terrible.
Blades of Time.
But I think it'll do really well. I think it's going to come out, and it's going to find a cult following.
Is it?
It's a time-traveling hockey game.
People like Fozzie will go to Target and be like, oh, you're sold out of Mass Effect? Well, I got three copies at home. let me buy Blades of Time. And then he'll be one forever.
It says, its description is gun swords, booty, and a cute outfit.
I'm in. I'm sold. Sounds
that
good.
That was easy.
Mm.
Cool.
So that's what's coming out next week, guys. What would you recommend?
Other than Mass Effect,
nothing.
Blades of Time, baby.
Mass Effect 3 has a surprisingly fun multiplayer.
I recommend SSX. Because it's fun. Well, actually, you know what?
All came out.
If you're out there right now and you have SSX for the PS3, why aren't we friends on PSN? I only have Chaos Dragon to compare scores with. This is bullshit. That game's all about the multiplayer, yo. All right, just leaving that out.
Didn't Harris get it?
He's leaving that out there, but not his PSN ID.
Oh, but is Juvie008 okay?
Wait, didn't Harris get it on PS3?
I don't think. He was just talking about the demo.
Harris said he
would get it. Oh, he's just comparing scores on the demo?
Yes, he is.
Harris will not get off the demo train.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
I say. All right,
I'm really bad at SSX, I can tell you that much.
I'm awesome at SSX.
Would you say that
the
you
best out of the bunch.
Sucks at SSX?
Oh, I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't say that. I would say that I'm bad at it.
I'd say that you sucks.
I know you would, and you did.
Yes, I did. Anyways, let's check in with the listeners. What up, listeners?
Hi.
Is this the sequence where we talk to the listeners?
Take me there.
No.
What have we been up to, guys? I've been playing Daxter on my PSP. That another Ready at Dawn title. I love that game.
Yeah, Daxter's awesome.
It's really good. I put on headphones today, and the sound is excellent, too. It's got a lot of depth to it. It's good stuff. I also have been playing SSX. I'm not too crazy about the single player. It's not that it's bad. It's not bad by any means, but it's not fucking amazing like Tricky was. But yeah, the multiplayer is a lot of fun. Like, I only have one friend on my friends list that has the game also.
God, I quit calling it multiplayer. It's not. It's a fucking leaderboard.
Okay, leaderboards.
Like, it's not multiplayer.
Don't get mad at me.
No, I just think it's funny that you keep talking about how good the multiplayer is. There's no multiplayer. It's a leaderboard.
Which is really, really weird for a
and
racing
they keep
game.
Calling it multiplayer, too. That's the problem.
Yeah, they do. Which is, yeah, I guess I'm more pissed at them for saying that.
You look at the back of the box and it has the features. It's all trophy support, custom soundtracks, multiplayer.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
But not anyways, really.
As I was saying, the multiplayer, man, is so good. No, but,
you don't have to worry about lobbies or
yeah, it just
parties
works.
Or
there's no clutter. It's literally just you.
I love ghosts. Not ghost 2197. Ghosts. No. But Chaos Dragon is the only person on my friends list that has the game, and like I can press select at any time in the menu and it goes to my RiderNet thing and I can see like the latest scores that he's gotten and I can basically challenge them at any time. And so it just sends me to the place he was at, has his ghost next to me, and I try to kick his ass. And once I do, it lets him know that I did. And so it's just so cool. And I want a big list of people that are all competing in SSX.
So the multiplayer is a leaderboard and a text message service.
Pretty
Dear
much.
Sir, I have beaten you.
I don't know.
Dear
did,
sir or madam.
Did Need for Speed have... Make him, sir. Did Need for Speed have the live?
It had auto load.
Yeah, it had
also
auto load, but did
it also had simultaneous?
Okay.
Dear sir or madam, stop. I am writing to tell you that I have beaten your score. Stop.
Stop.
Suck it, motherfucker. Stop.
Stop.
Comic idea. Is that all you've been up to, Javi?
That's all I've been up to, Gaby. So tell me, Gabe.
How
have you been?
How have I been? I've been perfectly fine.
That's
I've been playing
so.
That TF2.
Right, enough say. Out of you. Anyway, next.
Yeah. Next. Dylan, you've been quiet? You've been playing games?
I have
I'm
been.
I'm kidding. Continue, Gabe. Wait, let Gabe finish. I'm kidding.
No. Oh. No,
dude, okay, we don't
yeah. Yeah, but I deserve right fuck TF2.
Right, Gabe,
I played TF2.
Boring.
I played a lot of TF2 actually. I know
a lot
have
of mistakes.
My favorites. Hey, you say mistakes, I say slightly mistakes. And in addition to that, I branched out and got a Vita, which I'm very happy with. Mostly. I beat
mostly.
Uncharted. Golden Abyss, which was disappointing. Because it's...
Yeah, I haven't bothered to buy that yet.
It looked pretty disappointing from that GameStop demo. Just saying.
Yeah, it was... It was Uncharted in, like, name only. Like, mm-hmm. You shot people, but even the gun mechanics were limited.
You shot a lot of people.
Yeah, you shot a lot of people.
But Nolan North!
Yeah, Nolan North. And
Nolan
Sully's
North.
In it for a bit, and then some girl that you don't care about at all that's never gonna come back to this series. And
she's
Dante.
Dead.
No, she's not. She's still there. Waiting.
Waiting.
Yeah, I don't know.
The next
really, if she is, it's stupid because she's stupid.
And she should feel bad.
I just sounded
your character's
like
bad and you
I?
Should feel bad.
Your character's bad, you should feel bad, Chase. Yeah, her name's Chase, which is also kind of corny and stupid.
Why wouldn't they have Ready at Dawn make this game?
They had Sony Ben. That Sony Ben did a really good job with Resistance on PSP, but this one, I don't know, they just made people with really like forgettable characters and dumb names. Like, one of the bad guys is Dante, which is like, oh, he's kind of like devilish. And the other one's like Guervo, so it's like Che Guevara.
Viva Guervo!
And, I don't know. It's just really, really, really stupid. And the final boss fight is swiping your finger on the stupid thing. That dumb. Stupid.
Spoilers.
Stupid.
I was hoping for some back touchscreen
swiping
action.
Confirmed.
Yeah, back touchscreen's only used for paddling in your canoe.
Wow. Futuristic.
Really?
Yeah. Drake has a canoe?
Yeah. Canoe confirmed.
10.0.
Man, imagine the multiplayer in that where you had to cooperate with six other people to row a canoe up a river.
Dragon boat race.
Faster than someone else.
Uncharted Dragon Boat.
Uncharted Party.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be so bad.
It'd be so good.
An Uncharted kart racer, but instead of karts, you have canoes.
And you have to have multiple people in the boat.
Uncharted SSX.
Other than Uncharted, though, Super Stardust is awesome. I plan that. I have the high score in that. FYI.
Allegedly.
I find it concerning that this amazing piece of tech with such great graphics and power, the best game on it right now is a fucking arcade game. I don't know.
We're not saying it's sinking. The best game. It's that just the one we sinking. Keep going back to because it's fun.
Well, some could argue Rayman is the best game on it.
That's true.
Rayman is good.
That's
other
true.
Less intelligent people could argue that Uncharted is the best game on it.
Yep.
Like Harris.
Or no, people like think, me could say either. It's sinking.
It's sinking.
It just launched, man.
It's launched sinking. And it's got a giant hole in the side.
It's the Titanic.
As you said that, I found a hole in the side of my shirt. Funny.
What? What the hell was that?
I don't know. I looked at my
that
shirt.
That was Gabe looking at the hole in the shirt.
I got a hole in the side of my shirt.
Speaking of that, like, one time in college, I went on a date with a girl, and she had a hole in the side of her shirt, and I asked her what happened, and she was like, oh, that's where the alarm tag was, and I was like,
she stole
so, like,
shirt.
Did the clerk tear your shirt, like, pulling it out? Like, why didn't you return it or something? She's like, oh, no, I stole it.
Nice.
Like, what? So, like, first date, this girl's admitting to... It's a shoplifting.
Grand larceny.
Grand larceny? What?
Grand larceny.
Okay.
She's killed a man.
And also, I've been playing Uncharted 3 with Hoppy. And that's about it.
Oh, yeah, Uncharted 3. I played that.
Oh, and Devin. Devin and I kicked some ass on 13 Deathmatch. And that's all I have to say.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Whatever.
That's really sweet. That's really sweet.
That is so sweet.
So sweet. Devin, what you been up to, dog?
Stuff like Team Fortress 2.
Word up.
Pokemons.
What one?
What's up?
The trading card game.
What one?
Let's see, I got all my Pokemon from Heart Gold into Black, and then I started a new game on Heart Gold.
Huh.
I know. It's fucking weird. I don't know what else to say about it. I started playing some more Star Trek Online. You guys were hating it, because you're jealous of my Starfleet Command.
That's exactly why.
Exactly.
You're so spot on.
I know. But that's kind of it. Well, actually a lot of Left 4 Dead 2. That's been really fun. Really
it
fun.
Has.
Next level fun maneuver.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. You guys.
Cool. Brian.
Yeah.
Well, I've also been playing the Vita, and my reign as Super Stardust King lasted about 24 hours
Damn
before
right.
both Gabe and Harris beat my
I
score.
I really appreciate how hard you enunciate the T in Vita.
Vita!
I've been playing the Vita.
Vita.
The Utah in me just wants to say Vita. I try to ignore the T as much as possible.
Well, you had an awfully hard T in that word Utah. You didn't say Utah.
Yeah.
Utah?
Yeah,
that's true. Utah. But that's like a special occasion.
Now we're getting into grammar.
Yeah, anyway.
Grammatic.
So, I've been playing that. And then I bought the game. I still don't remember the full name. It just has a blob in it. A blob from space.
About a blob. And
Dead blob.
About
a blob.
Something like that.
Dead blob 2.
Yeah. That game's been, that's been pretty fun. It's got, you know, a little bit of puzzle stuff going on with it. I haven't played it enough to really make a judgment on it, though. I've only beaten, like, the first section. It's mostly been Super Stardust with that. Other than that, I played some more Rayman Origins, and God, that game is so good, guys. I've been playing it on the 360, but I downloaded the demo on the Vita, and yeah, it just looks amazing everywhere.
This is
plays
true.
Really well. It's just a lot of fun. Yeah, Gabe, I guess it was that the first look you got at it was on the Vita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty goddamn amazing.
Yeah. It just plays so well. Like all the platforming is just so well thought out, especially in the later levels. It starts to get harder, but like you just want to keep like it. It just it works so well. Everything fits together so well that it's like it's kind of difficult, but it's just got to get your timing down. And I think it's definitely better than like. It's a little more forgiving than something like Miss Explosion Man, which just got fucking ridiculous. And I mean, granted, Miss Explosion Man, we're talking about a $15 downloadable game, so it's obviously not quite as polished in those types of environments. But man,
calling you out, Explosion
no.
Team.
No,
take that, Twisted Pixel. Ryan shits on your game.
No, I liked their game.
Same. Yeah, 3.5 out of 5.
But Rayman's a fool. Full release game, you know. It should be better.
Yeah.
It had a bigger budget, I assume.
Hear that, Twisted Pixel? Get yourself a budget.
They have a giant budget now. They got bought by Microsoft. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually really interested to see what they can do now that they've got that kind of backing. Anyway, then, as I mentioned earlier, I also got SSX, which I played last night for most of the night, and I'm god awful at it. I'm hoping to get better. Like, this is the first SSX game I've ever played, so
if you got it on PS3, I could teach you the way.
It's the same fucking game.
You could also do that because he's playing on 360.
Yeah.
I'm playing on classic mode.
Yeah, I think that's how I'm going to start playing, because that seems more intuitive to me.
Nice.
Like, fucking around with the right thumbstick just doesn't... I don't like
you
it.
You use
it
the
sucks.
Buttons, not the right thumbstick. Thumbstick's
yeah, don't
stupid.
Use a thumbstick. It ain't the fucking
that's
fight,
why.
Right,
that's
Ryan.
What we just said. Classic mode.
No,
that's the
different.
Point
no,
I'm making.
No, Ryan. In the regular controls, you can use the stick or you use the face buttons. They work at the same time. You don't have to swap anything. Like, they both do the same thing.
So what was the classic mode you're talking
classic
about?
Classic mode, you press start and you go to classic mode. And what it does is X makes you crouch down and jump at all times. Square or X on the 360 is to boost. And then while you're holding the jump button, while you're anticipating a jump, you use the D-pad to, like you press left on the D-pad and it'll make your rider, like, bend his body.
See, that
and
sounds
anticipate.
Dumb. I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, that's classic SSX, and it's fucking okay. Awesome.
No, I just like using the buttons instead of the right thumbstick.
Oh,
the right thumbstick.
You don't have to change anything. Just start using
I know that.
Well, you said you were going to change the way you play. Okay.
No, I didn't. I said I started using the buttons is what I meant to say. I thought that was the classic mode. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Nah, dog. Nah.
I didn't even fuck around with any of the menu stuff as far as controls go.
Yeah.
No, I just started using the buttons. I started off with the sticks, and I hated it instantly.
Yeah. No, I don't even know why they included that. It just doesn't work.
I think for some people, they like it. Like, especially if you played Skate or something like that.
Or Fight Night. Yeah. The thing is...
It sucked in Fight Night.
Well,
at least
yeah,
for me, it did.
The thing is, there's moves that you can only do by pressing, like, triangle and then a button. So you have to, like, tap and then tap another button. And to do those grabs is actually a lot easier with the stick because you just press left and then slide upwards.
But I don't agree that that's easier. Like, I think it's easier to just tap both buttons.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think
like,
it
was much easier to just go...
Kidding.
It's much easier to go, button. Like, BY and, like, rather than try and rotate that stick around and, like, remember this is what does that. Like, it just makes more sense with the buttons.
Mm-hmm. But from what I understand, you can press any direction with the stick and then do a quarter circle in any direction and it'll modify the grab into something else. I don't know.
No, but what it is is... No. It works the same way as the buttons. It's just in the direction. So if you want to grab the front of the board with your right hand, you push the stick right and then rotate it forward. Or you can just hit BY. It does the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just... The first input chooses the hand, the second input chooses the part of the board.
I don't understand the point of that, though, because you really only need an arsenal of three or four grabs, which would be up, down, left, right, and then a mix of them, you can mash them. But, like, so I don't understand what's the point of having those modified grabs like that, because the only thing you're worrying about is not doing a duplicate trick. You know?
Right, but I think maybe just having the variety. Like,
sure.
I'd argue that more variety is better than less, so...
Yeah, like, when I'm playing SSX, literally I'm just like, okay, here comes a jump, let me hold R1 this time. And then, oh, another jump, let me hold L1 this time. Alright, here comes a jump, let me hold R1 and L1. Like, I'm just making sure I'm not pressing the same grab, but it's not like I know what kind of grab I'm doing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but either way, the game's a lot of fun. Feels great. I like it.
Yeah, I'm just think I need to get used to it because I'm really bad at it. So we'll see. I started kind of figuring out a little bit last night towards the end of one of the things I was doing, where just trying to like not necessarily hold turbo down the whole time, line up the ramp and then hit it, you know, and get your jump ready and you know get your super spin going. That's always fun.
Yeah, the benefit I had with SSX was spending the exorbitant amount of hours I did trying to beat hobby score. And then I kind of, like, mastered everything. If I'm being humble about it.
Which clearly you are.
Yeah, I like to think so.
Gabe told me earlier today, I have never been not awesome at a game.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's like to be bad at something.
I never, I didn't say something. That. I said a game.
Yeah,
who well, said that? Gabe did.
I did.
Gabe.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what it's like to be bad at a game.
I don't. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just curious as to what it's like to just be hopeless.
To be fair,
you're
pretty bad at Civilization.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. I told him not to bring that up, but he did anyway.
I thought I was okay.
But then again, it's a difference of you playing for 10 hours and me and Sam playing for 150 hours.
I plead the fifth.
Fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh god, guys, someone's here.
Housekeeping!
Hey, darling.
Oh my goodness.
I'm always creeped out by this part.
That's the joke.
That's the joke. Alright. You guys, we got some questions this week. I'm proud of listeners, especially Heidenweiss. He's going the extra mile here.
He sent in three, didn't he?
He sent in three. Damn. Let's go through those since they're not very good.
wait, and if I may quote Heidenweiss, he told me after I asked for some lovely emails to be sent in. He responded with, it's not raining dicks, Gabe. I don't get it.
It's a good thing.
He said, shut your mouth, Gabe. It's not raining dicks.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
Oh, man.
I guess I literally know what it means. I guess I literally know what it means.
This. Ah!
I literally know what it means, and he's right. Like, it's not currently raining dicks outside. I don't know that it ever has.
Maybe it's a quote from his new book.
Oh, yeah, that could be it. It's Raining Dicks by Heidenweiss.
Dicks are being rained.
Heidenweiss writes in. He says, what do you guys think of the leaked reveal of Assassin's Creed 3? What do you think of it taking place during the American Revolutionary War?
I'm very excited. I didn't make that clear before.
I like the idea of it, but it's how are they going to handle the climbing and all that stuff? I'm curious about. But other than that, like the setting seems awesome.
Yeah, and actually, I think that character design, while it's absolutely ridiculous, I love it.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Awesome. But I'm just like curious. Maybe they take like an approach at the entire entirety of American history. Like, to say, well, since America's really fucking powerful and shit, maybe we have the apple the entire time. And maybe it's like a progression through time, starting with the American Revolution.
Time and space.
We take the apple from them Brits.
Yeah. Well, it's like after George Washington bit it and lost all his teeth, it's like, wow, this thing's pretty damn impressive.
It's like strong as shit.
Yeah. And then Ben Franklin like tied it to a kite and got like shocked.
Kablammo, electricity.
Kablammo.
Kablammo. Actually, this may be the apple that fell on the dude that discovered gravity's
Isaac
head.
Isaac Newton.
Yeah, he's the guy who invented gravity. The inventor of gravity.
Discoverer yes. of gravity. We didn't have gravity before this Neutron character came along. Maybe he's the father of Jimmy Neutron.
It's just like how Galileo shifted the entire universe by discovering that we orbit the sun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He did that. He
invented it. Thank you.
Yep. He invented the universe.
No, he invented us orbiting around the sun.
Oh.
Einstein. Mm-hmm.
You're really good at words.
Einstein discovered Metroid Fusion.
And then that led to Super Metroid and Metroid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All those lovely things.
Einstein also says,
Gabe, someday I will have my own Metal Gear and I will find you. His next question the subtle nods. What?
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 That was something that Hayden Weiss said to you.
Yeah, it wasn't quite. It caught me off guard.
It coughed you.
Yeah. I'm good with words, too.
That's pretty sweet, dude.
That's cool, I guess.
Next question.
With all the subtle nods to Assassin's Creed and Metal Gear Solid and Metal Gear Solid in Assassin's Creed, I think it'd be cool if the final Assassin's Creed ended with a battle against a Metal Gear. In fact, let's just put Metal Gears in everything, because fuck Gabe.
Wow.
I like it. I do too. Oh man,
I love you, Hayden Weiss.
Hayden Weiss's final question: I want Metal Gears on giant snowboards. When you score enough points and dubstep remixes of the Snake Eater theme starts playing, and because the character, God, I can't read. I've lost control of my life. Starts playing, and because the player characters are so large, they ride through and smash through houses, including Gabe's house.
Man,
well, jokes on you, because I live in an apartment. What?
I think a Metal Gear on a skateboard could smash through your little apartment.
Yeah, well, I live on the 21st floor. Rebuild it. Get on my level. You didn't think that through, did you?
If a drunk college football player in a car can slam through an apartment building, I think a Metal Gear can handle it.
Metal Gear. Alright, Ryan, hit us with some Twitters.
Well, the only Twitter that we got was just like the same question already. Assassin's Creed, this is from Justin. Assassin's Creed 3 during the U.S. Revolution. Good idea or bad idea?
Interesting idea.
I think we already like the idea.
I think it's cool. While the outfit is ridiculous, I think it's awesome. All right, Callan Morrison writes in. He says, if you could turn one video franchise into a musical, which one?
Oh, I like this.
Video game?
Yeah, I guess he means video game. He said video. But video game to a musical. And why?
I remember someone asked Neil Patrick Harris this question. He said, Myst. I thought that was a good answer.
I think Metal Gear.
A musical?
Yeah.
I'm a clone after all!
Metal Gear, yeah, that would be pretty good. Let me go
through my... I live on through the bomb.
Killed Dylan.
Colonel, show me the terrorist to kill my brother. Still, I recall his terrible gaze.
You're a man?
Show me the two snakes facing each other.
No, I can't contribute to this conversation.
Jack, I am a pregnant. I can't think of anything better than Metal Gear now.
Metal Gear musical.
I think Resident Evil 5 could be interesting because they could do some funny shit like Chris!
You know what I think would be an ironically funny musical? Gears of War. Gears of War on ice.
Gears of War on ice.
Get to the Zamboni!
Oh my god.
I was in this arm the whole time.
This is a shitload of figure skaters. Yeah, more like 10 shitloads.
Comic idea.
Alright, our final question this week is from the lovely Lauren Carroll. She says, Game Over Nation crew, I was thinking about Resident Evil 6 and the dislike of the direction that the series is taking from fans and more old school games.
See, I'm opposite. I like the old games, but I definitely like the way they're heading, control-wise, I guess. Because it's better than having tank mode again, dude.
Wait, was that the end of her question?
Yeah, was that even the end?
No, she has more, but...
Okay. Finish it. Finish it.
I do wish
it
was...
The story in Resident Evil... Okay. She says, the story in Resident Evil is evolving beyond just being trapped in a creepy mansion or in a cornered-off part of the city. It's becoming bigger, hence the needs of the story drives the gameplay. My question to you is, should the gameplay drive the story, or does the story drive the gameplay? It seems like fans of the older games would prefer the former over the latter.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think gameplay should be put first.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're playing a game, and understand the idea of wanting to do more, but...
I don't think games need to be limited to just, like, the idea of playing the game anymore. Like, there's that whole Dragon Age controversy recently about the woman who said, like, why can't there be, like, a skip gameplay button? I agree with her. Would
she
I hit it?
She wants the game to be more linear.
So. Yeah, linear and shit. Okay. But I don't think... I mean, if you can... She said, like, if you can skip a cutscene, why can't you skip gameplay? Because, I mean, people are gonna have different tastes. And
yeah, because if you could, I don't agree with that at all. Because, yeah, go buy another medium.
You
then.
Bought a game... A you know game. What, the word game did not play a game.
They're also called interactive entertainment.
Yeah, the problem is
they're called video games.
In my opinion, game. And I think that this scares traditional gamers. Like the idea of this one, because me and Fozzie had a big discussion about this over dinner one night, and I was like totally against it. But he mentioned like with the DVD how you can like skip to the end of the movie if you wanted to. I mean, no one would do that, but. You can, because you purchased the entire product. So, with that kind of mindset, the idea that you have a game, and you just want to skip this chunk of gameplay, or you can't beat it, or you're just not in the mood for it, but you want to get to the rest of your content, you should be able to do that, because you did purchase everything that's on that disc. Everything should be at your fingertips, and I don't have anything against that.
And well, the way is, you're playing you don't a game own that argument, game. Though. Okay, so, like, my thing about the whole, like, it's called a game. I mean, movies were called motion pictures. That has nothing to do with sound, but they have sound now. Like, things, like, the words go from my face again. But, things, like, entertainment can change. It's like, books were fucking Bibles, and then they're Shakespeare, and now they're Harry Potter. Shit changes.
Yeah, I mean, that's like...
That last one was a terrible analogy.
I mean, a perfect thing is like...
They wrote different books. Yes, they did, Gabe. They sure did.
But as I was saying, like, we love Metal Gear Solid, me and Dylan.
Yeah.
And Hide and Weiss.
That game is awesome, mostly because it's a movie, pretty much, that you're playing. Just the story and the cutscenes and the characters are so cool. But let's rewind to the inception of video games with Pong or... Fucking what is that Atari game with the tanks or whatever? Attack or whatever.
It's called Tanks. I don't know.
It wasn't Tanks. It was,
I know.
Like Joust.
No, it was not Joust. That was a different thing.
Joust was
Breakout?
Quite a few years.
Is it Breakout?
Later.
No.
Anyways,
it was not
but
Breakout.
Yeah, I mean, you look at games like that, and people would say, you know, that games aren't about cutscenes. They're not about voice acting. They're not about that. You know, like Gabe said, shit evolves over time. And I don't know.
Shit evolves over time, but I don't think it should be evolve over time to the point where you remove the thing that it is.
Yeah, thing is,
like, I think
a lot.
I understand the idea of I bought everything on this disc. I want to see it, but you also bought a game. Like, I think that if you want that other experience, like, buy a different media. Like,
I agree with
go,
Ryan there.
Go
but
somewhere
if
else.
If you're looking,
like,
for,
like, that's
a
like me saying
story,
like
that's not anywhere else.
Go buy a book. There's Mass Effect books.
Yeah,
like, but, I want to read. What if you want to watch?
By that argument, Ryan,
you're paying like, $60 to watch a fucking
like,
video. You have some serious
value
issues.
Why can't you? Why can't you do that? Yeah. You should be. Like, it should be available. I love the Metal Gear Solid 3 subsistence. Like, once you beat it, you can watch the entire game.
If that's what you want,
through, like
ask. If that's what you. Well, yeah, I don't have a problem with getting to go watch all the cutscenes. Like, that's completely different than...
Because you're saying you don't want to be able to skip gameplay, and that's exactly what that is.
Yeah, but you already had to go through the gameplay to do it, right?
Yeah, but if it was available at the get-go, I'm not going to cry about it either. Like, who
God,
cares?
That just seems like such a bad investment and such a waste of the resource. I mean, I guess
but
if game developers are like... Okay, well, you can pay $60 and watch all this, but there's all this other
exactly.
shit here.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm saying it opens
stories like Mass Effect or Metal Gear to different audiences.
Try to just
give your parents like a controller.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Say,
well,
just
also
to, like,
okay.
Experience
well, if you want
Heavy Rain,
if you want that, then go to like if you want just that experience where you can just watch all the cutscenes, go to YouTube.
Why can't that be part of the?
Because you have to pay $60 for it, or you could go to YouTube and watch it all for free. Like, why does it need to be on the disc?
I don't know. It's a pastime of mine. I love sharing games with people and showing my favorite parts to them, especially non-gamers. Just showing them what this medium can do and stuff that the stories that have been told in video games. Like, I played through Metal Gear Solid 1,
and you can still do that on YouTube. Like, you could be
but
like, this is from a game,
same.
Here you go.
Why can't I do that in
so your
the
argument
game
is that
it,
your argument is that you want to show someone the same thing in a different place to prove a point. I don't... That doesn't make
no,
any sense.
Your argument is that you should be able to show someone this game only on YouTube and not in the game. Like, that's dumb.
No, you can show them the game by playing the game.
You
like,
have to get
why
to that
do you...
part and, do, and have the save ready and all that. Why can't it be at your fingertips
show
like a DVD
the
menu?
Game, man. It's just a different medium.
But if
and
really
I don't have
want...
a I don't need to bring the two together. Like I don't need that. Like I don't.
Yeah, but well, some other people do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
then go to another medium that allows you to
not,
do that. Is
we're
what
not trying
saying.
To convince you, Ryan, that you want this or that you need this. I'm just we're making an argument that it's not a bad idea. It's not the end of the world either. Like. Who cares?
Here.
I think this is a valid... Why not have this in the game?
Here, I have compiled a list of movies that we can watch instead of spending $60 to watch Mass Effect. Starting with...
Blade Runner.
Star Trek.
Without a paddle.
No.
Star
the
Trek,
motion picture?
The Wrath of Khan. Star Trek,
no.
The Search for Spock. Star Trek, The Journey Home. That's enough
right
for
now,
those
Dylan.
Because the other two suck.
I'll tell you right now, I would much, much rather
Let's
watch
skip Star
the entirety
Trek
of Mass Effect
because
1 and
that
2
sucked.
In cutscene form than watch any of those movies.
I
what
concur.
The f-
also, like, if you're just watching the cutscene, like, okay, are you okay with them saying, okay, here's Mass Effect, here's just the cutscenes you encounter during the game, you can go watch them.
Hey, well, but if,
do you want them
like,
to put filler
on, guys,
in? Like,
I've
where
got
does
a
it
great
stop?
Idea. Mass Effect 3 is on big gamer right now.
Part of it,
you better download those
they
videos.
They have to substitute that with like some like other little video or like a comic.
See
like,
now, see like now, Mass you're Effect asking game? Them to add shit in that's unnecessary.
It's not unnecessary.
Yes, it is. It's completely unnecessary. You're making a game. You're putting these cutscenes in, and now because people are like, "Oh, I don't want to play your game," you have to do all this extra work. Like, no, like that takes resources.
I would kind of be offended
as putting
if
subtitles
I was
in a movie.
No, it's not. What
yeah,
putting in
okay,
putting
movie,
in filler
movie
putting in new cutscenes is the same as putting in subtitles in a movie?
I just said they could like film, like, part, I didn't say this, but it's what I meant, was, like, they could film parts of the gameplay that would, like, show them moving from one space to another to show, like, how they got from this space station to this
You do realize that this requires more resources and more investment
and
in time.
Yeah, and so subtitles in a movie. It's
but not that kind of
do.
Investment. You've got a fucking script. You type some shit up, plop it on the screen. Let's go.
It's,
like,
it's
I can't,
idea,
you,
though.
I can't.
If
it's
someone
the same
doesn't
idea,
want,
but
like,
I can't
okay,
see the resources
so
being the same.
Doesn't want to like listen to a movie for some reason. They throw the subtitles on. I'm just saying. I'm not saying this.
I'm just saying
often.
What you're requesting requires a lot more work than putting subtitles.
And I understand that, but a game like fucking Mass Effect would require a lot more work than a movie like I don't know Twilight. I don't know.
I love that this. Has just like poked a hornet's nest. I am like.
If we had a contest, you'd win.
What's funny is like I'm indifferent. Like I don't care if this is in here or not. I'm just fascinated why you guys are so anti.
I don't think I'm anti it. I just think it's really stupid.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I think it's stupid too. But I don't think there's anything
okay,
wrong with it.
Okay, let's look at it this way. I don't.
I guess I'm just questioning what people go into, like, what they're looking for when they buy a video game, if that's what they want to do.
Let's look at this differently. I don't get why we need to bridge the gap between two artistic mediums, movies and games. I don't see people trying to bridge it between written art and musical art. And
yeah, no one over in the movie industry is saying
movies and
be.
Paintings.
Well, what
why does the game industry have to reach its tendrils into other mediums?
Let me introduce you to my good friend Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's one outlier out of.
Well, I think the
and
Scott
I don't
Pilgrim
get what that
is,
that's a movie
sort of
first,
paying tribute
starting
to,
as a book
to a lot of pop culture and stuff. But I'm thinking that. You know, I don't think it's so much that video games are trying to be movies. It's
they are. All this
at,
focus
at
on narrative. Narrative. We want more narrative in games. We want it to be better written. Yeah, better written's fine, but why do you want a movie? Heavy Rain is a huge example of this. Heavy Rain
was awesome.
Was good, but
no, it
why
was
it necessary?
Was
oh, well.
Well, Heavy Rain is a, like, crazy, interactive choose-your-own-adventure book. It's a choose-your-own-adventure book. On the PS3. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I think that's cool. Why not?
Yeah. It's very experimental.
But that, what it comes down to is that all these different formats, whether you're books or you're talking books or movies or these kinds of games, certain kinds of games, is that they're trying to tell a story. It's storytelling. And you're trying to tell it the best way possible. Sometimes that's cutscenes, sometimes that's gameplay. But I don't think it's necessarily trying to make these seamlessly into other, you know, you're not trying to make a game that is a movie, you're just trying to make a game that tells a story cinematically, like a movie, but, yeah, in the best possible way. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I think that's great.
I do,
okay.
too.
Okay.
Anyways, Lauren Carroll was asking about Resident Evil and whether...
We didn't talk about that at all.
Yeah. whether gameplay should drive the story or story should drive the gameplay. I think that Resident Evil needs to find its,
Is this just about Resident Evil, though, or is it just a general...
That's what
Resident
she's...
Evil, Resident Evil 6.
Yeah, she's using that as a example.
Well, she's talking about Resident Evil, and then she says, do you think the story should drive the gameplay, or vice versa? But anyways, I'm just saying, with Resident Evil, I think that the team needs to find what they want the game to be. Yes, they want it to be an action game that's a little creepy. I think that's what Resident Evil 5 was. I think that, and they succeeded. Unfortunately, that's... I mean, and this is my problem. I don't think this takes anything away from the game, but I want Resident Evil to be scary.
That's also how they marketed it.
Yeah, I want that to be their primary objective, to make a game that will freak you out. And, yeah, hopefully that's what they're doing with 6. I don't really care about if it's action-y or not, and... Action will come, you know, naturally, and it can still be creepy. Mm-hmm. I thought that DLC, it ends with you fighting Wesker in this big brawl, and that was pretty actiony. It's not really scary at all, but it felt right.
The atmosphere
it's
was
very,
much,
like,
much
stressful
yeah.
in that tense, in that, like, sense of, like,
and
frightening.
I think that's good horror, is
yeah.
where you're tense and you're not comfortable, and then once the conflict is over, you just feel amazing because it's over. You're like, oh my god, oh, wow, what an experience. You know, that's great. And that's what I want to see it's more like of.
You listen to fucking me and Fozzie shitting our brains out playing that. Which we surprisingly didn't talk about this episode.
Yeah, I was so giddy watching you two. I was like on the couch with a big stupid smile. Because Fozzie's like, he's sitting there, he's Chris, he's a big buff guy, and you're like reading some note in the thing, and you guys need to go back and get something that you forgot in another room, and Fozzie's like, alright bro, I'm gonna wait for you. I'll wait for you to finish that. I'm not going out there alone. He's just standing there in game, being like a total vagina. It's adorable.
No, Lost in Nightmares.
That's good
Shadows,
survival horror.
Whatever it is. Yeah. DLC for Resident Evil, really good.
Yeah.
But back to Resident Evil 6, from what I've seen and heard, it looks like they're breaking it up into like three different types.
From what I've heard from Dylan, I think, is that...
Also, I'd like to apologize to our female listeners on behalf of Javi.
What?
Calling Fozzie a vagina.
Oh, it's come on, it's female statement of speech. You know you're cool. This, it ain't no thang.
Well, Ryan.
We've said much worse things about
I think
we'll
Fozzie's a whore.
I'm sorry Ryan's being such a vagina.
Yeah, sorry, man. You're so turned off by Ryan's masculinity right now.
Stop being a hooker.
You're a hooker!
What are you saying about what Dylan said?
Yeah, I heard that when you're playing it, like, that Leon's part of Resident Evil 6 is the horror part.
Oh, no, this was just me speculating.
Horror. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I kind of got from the trailer that Leon's was very horror-driven, Chris was action-y, and who the fuck knows what Hunk was doing.
I think that would be a good approach, though. Melee and shit. Like, he's gonna be like a beat-em-up, it seems.
Like, and I was just kind of guessing it was Hunk, kinda. But it's not.
Yeah.
If they
that's
had, like,
why,
certain themes for each character.
That's why I'm, like, worried about it, because it's gonna be, it seems like it's gonna be really unfocused, and just whenever you get used to one thing, it throws something else at you, and you're just confused, and I don't like action-y Resident Evil as much as horror Resident Evil.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, just the idea of a cover system in a horror game that controls, like, Resident Evil just doesn't
make sense. That's stupid right there, because... Even in the trailer, Chris jumps in the cover and gets ripped out instantly.
He gets in the cover and then gets ripped out of it, yes.
So it's like, the cover point's moot because he wasn't even in cover, really.
Why is there cover? Are you going to be getting shot at?
There were guys with guns, like gangs.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's stupid, and they should feel bad.
That idea is dumb, and they should feel dumb. Like, in Resident Evil 5, the worst part of that was when the fucking Inadigbo, whatever they were, got the goddamn guns, and you had to take cover
and
wait. Stupid. Stupid.
But yeah, the instant that you started using cover in Resident Evil 5, it was just like,
And it was at the end of the game, like, out of nowhere. Yeah. You walk down a fucking staircase, and it's all square to take cover, and you're like, what?
Seriously, it's the last hour.
Yeah.
That button doesn't even work the rest of the game.
I don't know. It was dumb. That's why I'm worried.
All right. Well, Resident Evil 6, I don't know. All we can do is wait, but I think it'll be...
I like a game where you're walking around, and the environment and the gameplay tell the story. I think it's a much more effective tool than just straight up telling us and shit, you know?
Yeah, no, I think... But that takes a lot of skill, which a lot of developers don't have these days.
Yeah.
And
you know,
hence,
Valve certainly does.
Let's not get into
that. Mass Effect 3 demo was a lot of spoon-feeding me story and spoon-feeding me how I should feel about this.
And a lot of Jersey-licious characters, like Freddie Prinze Jr.
You knew the commander?
I used to.
What did I say? You quoted me. BioWare's really stimulating the clit with Mass Effect 3.
Who said that?
Femshep, I think.
Right? Yeah, it was the boxing scene with Femshep and really buff guy.
That looks awkward even as like a male Shepard. It's not like the whole gender situation, it's just...
You know what, though?
It's just the animation. It just looks stupid.
It's like the end of Rocky 3.
Or like Chris Redfield punching a boulder.
Like, Dylan, you always say that BioWare is just trying to appeal to the feminine masses a lot with all this relationship stuff in Dragon Age.
No, I meant the lonely.
It's totally true.
The lonely guy with the relationship stuff.
Right, but there's a lot of pandering to girls in the other one, or in the, you know, the newer stuff now. I don't know. I don't even know if it's girls in general, but relationship things. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that was for you. No, that my point with that was your nerd fantasy of having the perfect shy girl like Tali or in the Dragon Age.
Yeah, Tali's the nerdy.
In Dragon Age, it's Leliana and et cetera, et cetera.
And then you have Yeoman Kelly if you want to take advantage of someone below you. And you got Miranda if you want to take on a powerful woman. Yeah, you have
the whole... My big issue was the focus on it. Like, no matter what, in your conversations with people, this is going to come up.
Right.
Why toss so much focus on that?
Because, you know, everyone wants to bang before the end of the universe.
Who wouldn't?
I'm on a fucking mission to save the universe.
Let's fuck.
I can bang afterwards.
You can, but Shepard can't.
There is no survival, or whatever the fuck Shepard says in the demo.
There is no survival. We just fight and die. Yeah.
We fight, or we fuck.
Alright, well, that's going to do it for episode 1239 of Game of the Nation.
Oh god, yes, we're ending it with we fight or we fuck.
Damn right we are. If you have any thoughts or queries that you'd like to share with the nation, or send some questions in, you can send them to mail@gameovernation.com or tweet at us @gameovernation. Make sure to link up with us on Twitter and Facebook. You can find the links on the sidebar of gameovernation.com. If you like the show, spread the word.
Tell your friends. Rate us on iTunes.
Rate us on iTunes.
Tell your friends.
Also,
about this
show. Think we should take a second to thank Starship Amazing for letting us use their song. What is it? A Vile Climate? Is that the one we use?
Yes.
Yes.
We say that 39 episodes deep. We talk about what our intro
we like
is
to
in.
Give credit where credit is due.
We do it a little late sometimes.
And
but
I don't think they really deserved it until this episode. You know.
That's true.
Like, they finally put in the work.
Yeah. I mean, like it finally really hit home.
This is going to be my audition tape. This episode's my audition tape to do a vocal track for Starship Amazing.
I hope they heard my opera.
Meryl! Alright, you can support the nation by buying a print of a comic. I will sign it.
I see
it
you like Castlevania.
Okay, Metal Gear wins. Metal Gear's a musical.
Alright, you can click the donate button as well on the sidebar. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next week. I am Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye, guys.
Gabe Philbin.
Take me there.
Dylan
Rausch. Brother.
Peace.
Treat yourself.
You can get it.